I really don't understand. I really don't understand. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad we finally made it here to Bethlehem. I don't think I could have traveled. Breathe. Oh, I don't think I could have traveled any further. But a stable? A barn? Oh, and yes, you certainly didn't make it easy, little guy. Why are you kicking me right here over and over? Oh, I just need to rest.
Oh, rest.
I'm so tired. Oh, I hope Joseph has found a place, able to find some blankets, able to find something. Why did the census have to fall this year? I should be in my own home right now. This time last year, I was just beginning to plan my wedding. We had so many dreams. Oh, time has gone so fast. But now look at me. I'm as big as a house. Joseph thinks he's married to a lunatic. Well, I kind of feel that way. Everything's so weird and so hard. I just can't believe that. I can't believe I'm giving birth in a dirty old barn with animals. This just doesn't make any sense. Another one. Breathe. Oh, baby Jesus. I'm talking about you. This is just not the way I thought it would be. I remember he said, the Son of the Most High. That's what he called you, baby Jesus. And he shall reign forever and ever. I don't understand this. I just don't understand this. There must be some kind of mistake. I remember the day when Aunt Rebecca was coming. She was coming to visit, and she had never met Joseph. And she was coming, and I was there. I was wanting to make such a good impression on her. I wanted her to approve. She was the oldest member of our family, and so I wanted her to really like him. She was traveling a very long way, and I had to make supper by myself. You know, to prove that I was ready to be a wife. So I was standing there peeling potatoes, humming, thinking about Joseph. And all of a sudden, there was this tall, overwhelming figure of a man. I remember that his face looked really smooth. He scared me to death. I had that peeler and I was ready to. But then he spoke. And the way he spoke was comforting and very different. He called me God's favored one. I told him I thought he had the wrong house. But then he called me by my name, Mary. You're going to have a son, and his name will be Jesus. He told me that the Holy Spirit would come upon me, and that my child would be called Holy Son of God. When I first went to Joseph, he thought I was crazy. He thought I was ill. He made me lie down. Then I realized how serious this whole thing was. He realized that I wasn't joking, and I realized how seriously bad this must have sounded to him. I first saw disbelief and then anger in his eyes and then sadness. Was I about to lose the man that I loved? He abruptly left my parents' house as I stood there realizing how bad this all seemed. I mean, what would everyone think? What would everyone believe of my story? It's not believable. Would I lose Joseph? Would I lose my dignity? My reputation? Would I lose all hope to ever be happy? But then I witnessed miracles upon miracles over and over again. Of course, the first miracle was that something was happening to me. Obviously, something has changed, something has grown. Miracle number one. Then Joseph was visited by an angel also. And once he was visited by the angel, he believed me. He believed in me. And we were married so that I wouldn't face embarrassment. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Joseph! Breathe. Okay, that was a bad one. Dear Joseph. What a great man he is. To stand by a woman pregnant with a child that's not his. No one believed. No one understood. Now look at us. Did something go wrong? Surely God wouldn't send his son to be born in a barn. Oh, Lord. Please help me understand. Help me understand. Joseph.
Thank you. I'll hold you in the beginning. You will hold me in the end. Every moment in the middle, make my heart your Bethlehem. Be born in me. All this time we've waited for the promise. All this time you've waited for my arms. Did you wrap yourself inside the unexpected so we might know how far that love would go?
How did time go by so fast? It seemed like it was just yesterday that he was bringing home stray cats, yesterday that he was running and playing, cuddling up on my lap for a story. Where did the years go? Who will take care of him now? I guess I knew this day would come. I knew that the day would come that he would have to leave. That day would come, and I just, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I know what he says. He says, "Don't worry, Mom. I have my father's work to do." I've heard that. I've heard that many times, actually. But, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I've ever really understood it. I remember once when he was a little 12-year-old boy. We were on our way home from the Passover in Jerusalem, having a great time visiting with all of our friends and our relatives as we traveled. It was the best. But Jesus was nowhere to be seen. He had spent most of the day with his cousins. And so I just presumed that he was still with all of them. And when supper time came and he wasn't there, I began to worry. To this day, Jesus has never missed a meal. And not only that, he had one of the healthiest appetites in all of Nazareth. But he didn't come to supper. Plus, I always knew I could count on him to help with serving or prepping everything, but he didn't come. After checking with everyone in our caravan, Joseph and I realized that we must have left him behind. It's one of the worst experiences in my whole life. It's a parent's nightmare to lose their child. All I could think of was never seeing my precious son again. We looked everywhere. You know that awful feeling in the pit of your stomach? You're frantic. It's awful. By the third day, we began to face our greatest fear. We lost our son? We lost our son! We lost our son. We lost our son that's his son. I was sure it was the only the imagination of my heart when all of a sudden we heard his voice. We had gotten close to the temple. We were there in the temple, and it must have been the only place in all of Jerusalem that we hadn't thought of to look. But there he was. He was talking. He was talking with the scholars. Oh, I can still feel the incredible joy and relief when I heard his voice. I didn't know that I could have such an overwhelming feeling. I didn't know if when I got to him, whether I was going to kiss him, or shake him. Where had he gone? Why had he not been with us? That's when I heard it for the first time. Mom, I'm just doing my father's work. At first I thought he was talking about Joseph. You know, Joseph, my husband, his on-earth father. And I was trying to understand why those teachers and the scholars would need a carpenter. I mean, you know, what would they need him for? Oh, yeah. And it hit me. His father's work. He changed somehow after that. There was this something. There was this like burden, urgency in his eyes. A sensitivity and a concern far beyond his years. The things he would put up with his brothers and sisters. Oof. And yet, he dealt with them so patiently. I knew he was going to make a great king someday. He will be great and called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign forever, the house of Jacob, forever. I still get shivers every time I think of the angel's visit and his words. But now he's leaving home. His father's business, of course. I guess I just don't understand what that means. I guess I still feel protective over him. I just don't understand, really. Thank you. Yes, John. Yes. I'm sure I'll be all right. Please, please just be careful. They'll be after you too. I'm still trying to protect. Keep safe. For what? What did all my worrying do? What did all my worrying do? Did it keep him safe? I remember when he was born. I felt so anxious to give birth in such a dirty place. Oh, what if he got sick? I remember when the other children were mean to him, and I would get involved. I wanted to protect him. I wanted to keep him safe. I remember when he was 12, the deep feeling in the pit of my stomach when he left, when we left him in Jerusalem. I remember when he left home. When I would hear others saying that he's crazy, I would say, come home. I was worried about him being alone. I was worried about who would keep him safe. And people would say mean things about him. I wanted him to just come home. But this, a criminal, they hung him on a cross as if he was a criminal. How could this happen? I tried to warn him. I tried to tell him that he shouldn't be so hard on the religious leaders. I tried to tell him, but he would say, it's my father's business. It's my father's business again. That's what the prophet had said. The prophet said, a sword shall pierce your heart and your soul also. But I never dreamed that this is what you had in mind. I don't understand this, Lord. I don't get this. I don't understand what happened to the prophecies. What happened to your promises? He was supposed to be a king. Why did you let this happen? I didn't ask for this. You came to me. Remember? He was my child. He was my life. You might as well have torn out my heart. Why did you let this happen? I would gladly have given my life for his. Why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you warn me this would happen? Ever since he was a baby, I pictured him sitting on a king's throne, leader of a great nation. Even John said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's why we named him Jesus, just like you told us, to save people from their sins. So who saved him? Why didn't you save him? I don't understand. I don't understand. How can he take away the sins of the world if he's gone? I don't understand. What? No. I know it's been 3 days. No, I don't want to come. Just leave me alone. What? Slow down, I can't hear you. They saw what? When? How? I don't understand. I don't understand. He's alive. He's alive. The Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world, saves people from their sins. My sins. My sins. Oh God, did I cause this? It was because of my sins. You provided the Lamb, flesh and blood, given to be taken from the very beginning. God was trying to show me with such humble beginnings that He would be a Savior like no other. He would be the Prince of Peace. All this time, I was trying to save him. But he was saving me. I once was lost. But now I'm found. I was blind. But now I see.
Was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, His life for mine.
His scars of suffering brought
Let us pray. Gracious Father, we think of Christmas and we think of the baby, but we think of the cross and we think of salvation and we think of that day when Jesus will come to take us home. May this Christmas refresh us, renew us, and ignite the everlasting hope in us until you come again, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Friends, you can greet the pastors outside of the doors. Please remain seated until you are ushered out. Happy Sabbath.